Want to send a big shout out to Terry. Thank you so much for putting up with me as you always do and hanging out with us. Great show today.
Great to be here.
Have a good weekend, Terry. Everybody out there, enjoy yourselves. Have a great weekend.
Is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. 1 week ago today, the COVID-era Title 42 expired at the southern border, and there's a new report on the migrant flow since then. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has our top story.
The Department of Homeland Security says during the past week, thousands of non-citizens have been repatriated to over 30 countries, and it claims the process has been moving forward more quickly than before. After months of planning, the majority of the migrants are from Haiti, Mexico, and Venezuela.
World leaders meeting at the G7 summit in Japan found out today Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will be making his appeal for more military aid in person on Sunday. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer is in Hiroshima.
President Zelensky was always invited to address this conference by video. The fact that he's showing up in person is also going to eclipse some of the other items that should have been high on the agenda here.
Zelensky met with Crown Prince bin Salman in Saudi Arabia today. The 21-year-old Air National Guardsman accused of leaking top-secret government documents online is hoping a judge will approve bail during a court hearing in Worcester, Massachusetts today. Jack Teixeira's attorneys say he should be released into his father's custody while he awaits trial. They claim prosecutors are unfairly comparing him to Edward Snowden, who fled Russia when he was accused of leaking classified information. A funeral service will be held in Harlem next hour for Jordan Neely. He's the homeless man choked to death in a New York City subway. WCBS-TV's Elijah Westbrook.
Daniel Penny, a Marine veteran, pinned him on the floor of the subway car and held him in a chokehold for several minutes. Now, Penny and other passengers say Neely was acting irate and threatening them in the subway car, but hadn't actually attacked anyone.
Last week, Penny was charged with manslaughter. His lawyers say he was trying to protect himself and other passengers from Neely's threats. We've just learned one of two people reported missing after a massive fire at a construction site in North Carolina is dead. The other is unaccounted for. CBS's Nicole Skanga is in Charlotte.
Overnight, rescue operations temporarily put on pause after engineers deemed this building no longer structurally sound. Now concerns it could collapse at any moment.
It'll be a big reveal in L.A. CBS's Jim Krasula explains.
The word has gone out. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna is commanding his staff to comply with a request from the county watchdog, who ordered dozens of deputies to show their gang tattoos. They were also told to answer questions about violent cliques.
This is CBS.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 58 this afternoon under cloudy skies, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 41. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow, highs level off around 74. Mid-70s Sunday and Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 53.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine,
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this May 19th, 2023. It is 10:04 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Maloff, here. And we are looking forward to having at 10:30 Stephen and Katrina Hittner joining us from Family Natural Foods. Right now, looking forward to this next conversation with Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Testin. Good morning, sir.
Hey, James. How are you?
Doing good. How have you been?
Insane. Extremely busy. Down in Madison on the Joint Finance Committee. I got home late last night at midnight, but been up and at it, doing events in district today, so I can't complain.
I want to talk a little more about some of that, but as you just mentioned the meeting, how did that go, and what were some of the things you guys discussed?
Yeah, so this morning we got to attend a breakfast that was put on by the Stevens Point Area High School to honor our youth apprenticeships out there. And so this is an event that they've been doing for about 10 years now, and it grows every single year, and we have more employers who participate in youth apprenticeship program, which Wisconsin has been a leader on this front going back to 1991. And it's really an opportunity to give the future workforce of the state real hands-on experience and the opportunity for employers to develop that future workforce. And so what I'm always encouraged by it is the fact that every single year, more and more employers in our area are buying into this. And what really is the home run for me is that, you know, we have, competitors in the same room who are all in agreement that this is a great project. And so I'm hopeful as we work on the Department of Workforce Development's budget next week, that this is going to be a program that we can continue to make significant investments in, because the need is out there, and the results, they're a hit.
Recently, Republicans in State Assembly presented some changes to the plan to fund local government. What do these latest updates look to accomplish?
Yeah, so we continue to have negotiations now. As I'm sure you're probably aware, based on some of the comments that have been made by the speaker, that, you know, he's of the opinion that negotiations are done. And the biggest difference that we have right now between the two houses is that the assembly is in a position where they want, as it relates specifically for the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County, to have the voters pass a referendum for the ability for them to increase their sales tax. Now, I can appreciate the position that they're in. However, our concern is that if it goes to referendum, the odds of them passing it and having it be successful are slim to none. Whereas the position that we have taken is, let's give them the tools with their elected leaders at the local level, the ability to approve an increase in their sales tax, both at the city and the county level, to help with their unfunded pension liabilities and help them right the ship. And so, well, it seems that we're at a little bit of an impasse right now, I think we'll get there, because it has taken us 30 years to have a real conversation about changing the formula of shared revenue and providing more money for our local units of government, from the counties, the municipalities, to the towns. Just like every Wisconsinite and every American right now is dealing with 40-year high inflation. Well, the same can be said about our local units of government. So we want to provide more relief. I know, based on taking a look at the numbers, you know, this is going to be a huge help for places like Wisconsin Rapids, Port Edwards, our local townships. And so I'm hopeful we can get something done.
Yeah, we're not the only state to struggle with this. Other states certainly do. And I'm curious, when having these meetings, when having these conversations, are other states used as an example or to learn from?
I mean, we haven't looked, and to be honest, James, I haven't been in the room in the negotiations on the shared revenue.
Okay, I didn't want to put you on the spot there.
Yeah. No, it's all good. But this has been primarily led by, State Representative Tony Kurtz, Senator Mary Felskowski, and then having leadership in both houses, the majority leader, the speaker, the governor's office, and more importantly, representatives from the counties, the towns, the League of Municipalities, as well as the governor's office, and even the leaders in places like the city of Milwaukee and the county executive of Milwaukee. And that's why I remain optimistic, is that you have all these different stakeholders who are coming to the table to make good faith negotiations. And as I often say, you have to be willing to have a conversation and make tough decisions, and there's a give and take. Now, in the bill that the assembly passed, is it perfect? No, it's not perfect. I think there are things in there that people like to see added or removed, but as Olkins go, it is that back and forth kind of give and take. And so, again, while we kind of seem to be at a little bit of an impasse right now, my hope is that we can continue the conversations, hash out the disagreements between the two houses, and hopefully come to an end product that is going to benefit every community in the state of Wisconsin and have generational reform as it comes to shared revenue.
It certainly feels like something we've wanted to get done and need to get done, but you can't rush these kind of things. It has to. Any true negotiation is going to take some time, and both parties are going to come away not, you know, a little happy, not too happy. That's a true negotiation. If it works out the way that it should, that where it benefits not just major cities but all cities in this state.
Well, exactly. I mean, anytime I've negotiated on a bill where there may be some disagreements, I always try and get all the parties to the table. And usually if we can walk out of that room and not everyone's 100% happy with the final outcome, that usually means you found a good, happy medium. And so I think this is going to be the same case with the shared revenue package.
Recently, you've got to tour the United Community Center School with the MKE City Forward Collective parent group. I appreciate when you do these kind of things. I love being able to get your perspective and what you took from that that interaction that you had. It looked like a lot of fun, I'll tell you this. It definitely looked like you had a good time.
Yeah, it was UCC, which is a charter school in inner city Milwaukee, and you know, this is obviously another topic of a conversation that kind of is a little bit roped in with the shared revenue as it's going to relate to some of the negotiations going into the overall state budget. But, you know, obviously down in MPS, it's unique. We have a public system that's really struggling, but yet these charter schools are doing much better than their public peers in the Milwaukee area. And really providing these families an opportunity to have an education system that works best for their sons and daughters. And so they're doing a great job of reaching out to lawmakers all across the state to talk about, you know, the impact that they have, the positive impact. And so we actually got a chance to take a tour of the school. And what I found most impactful was after the tour, we got to have basically a town hall discussion, myself and one of my Democratic colleagues in the assembly who represents that area, and to hear from parents directly on just how meaningful and impactful this charter school has been on their families and providing real opportunities for their kids. And so it was a really good discussion, and I'm hopeful that we can continue to have these types of interactions moving forward as we debate the state budget.
I think especially when it comes to, you know, a charter school like this or something that we're still learning a little bit more about, your interactions with this and being able to bring it to people that may not have those interactions is so much more important that we have that transparency, that we have a little bit more of that, and it's a little clearer to people so they can hopefully, you know, care about these things a little bit more and care about our schools a little bit more. You know, we kind of started our conversation with a little of that, and I want to dive right into it. I feel like it's just sets me up perfectly for it. But I immediately think of not just our schools, but everything that connects to that. I think that it's pretty fair to say a lot of our schools are underfunded. I don't think that that's a far-fetched thing to say or, you know, drastic even for me to say. I think it's pretty common knowledge. We understand that. We're trying to help with that. But when these proposals come up on local bills and everything, the last two election cycles, we have not seen them get passed all the time. And certainly not every bill is going to be passed. But we have a concern there. And then there is the child care concern. I know I'm throwing a lot of things at you, sir, but they are connected. There is a connection with all of these. Just like if I wanted to also throw at you, you know, needing people in the workforce and more people in there and everything, that goes ties to childcare. Part of that ties to our education system. When it comes to all these things connecting, how are you able to focus on one, or do you listen to constituents mostly when it comes to, okay, I should be focusing on this more than that? Or how do you work it on your end of things?
Well, from my perspective, is trying to find that balance because, you know, no matter what we do or whatever we do in one area of the state budget, it's going to have a ripple effect in others. And so as it relates specific to child care, this is one that we heard all throughout the state of Wisconsin as the Joint Finance Committee went around the state to get public input on the budget process. And child care was right up there as far as issue areas, right up there with education and workforce and other important areas. And so much so that a couple Fridays ago, I spent a day on the job at a childcare facility, at UWSP. And let me tell you, I've got a much greater appreciation for what these early childhood educators do. And they are educators without a question. And I can tell you, I don't think I would have the patience to do what they do several hours a day, 5 days a week. But we do have an access problem. We have a lot of childcare deserts throughout the state. And so I think this is going to be an area that, again, you're going to see us invest in throughout the state budget process. What that level of investment is going to be remains to be seen yet, because we did just get new revenue numbers on May 15th that shows that our revenues have slowed down a little bit. In fact, that $7.1 billion surplus is more like a 6.9, because the estimated revenues compared to the January the estimates that we got back in January were down by about a little over $700 million. But that being said, we still have, we're still in a pretty good financial position. And, you know, I think we all agree, Republicans and Democrats alike down in Madison, that this is a big issue. In fact, you know, when you have every major economic development group from every region of the state, their number one concern right now is childcare, because when you talk about how this impacts other areas of the budget, it definitely impacts employment. We have a lot of moms and dads who are making a very difficult decision whether or not they're going to have two parents in the workforce. We've heard testimonies from individuals who, you know, mom or dad will decide they have to stay home because they can't find a center to take their kid. And so this becomes a major barrier for employment. And so, you know, obviously the governor used some one-time money that came into the state from the feds to help with child care facilities. It was roughly $340 million for the child care accounts program. You know, I think what you're, what you might see is more of a hybrid proposal. And again, we haven't flushed out all the details yet, but providing some sort of tax incentive while also trying to make sure that we're increasing access for providers and helping to increase pay for some of these individuals, because even the child care educators in these child care facilities, I think it's safe to say that they're not as well compensated as some of their peers in the K-12 education system.
When it, recently, Representative Nick Rettinger and the Adams County DA's office, along with the Wisconsin District Attorney's Association, brought up some legislation to strengthen Wisconsin's sexual assault status statuses. I always like to make sure to mention that when it comes to this subject, I'm on the board at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. This is a subject that matters a lot to me. I have no journalistic integrity when it comes to this. It's something that I think we need to bring more attention to, and I was really happy to see this. What was in that legislation, if we can get into a little of that? And again, not trying to put you on the spot, because I know it's not your legislation, but you had brought attention to it and wanted to touch on it.
Oh, it is. Yeah, I was the Senate author on
the You were the Senate author on that. I thought you were. Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
So this was a situation that was brought to us by a prosecutor in Adams County, where unfortunately there is a loophole as it relates to sexual contact or sexual assault, where we had an incident where, and I don't want to get into the gory details over the air here, but this individual committed a sexual act and forced an individual to touch discretion. And unfortunately, the way the statutes are written, they couldn't charge this individual. And so we were approached by a prosecutor in Adams County who brought this to our attention and said, hey, can you work on this? We've got a proposal to tighten this to make sure that this type of contact would be deemed basically a sexual assault. And I said, absolutely. If this is a loophole, then let's absolutely close it. And that's what we aim to do with this bill. And so about 2 weeks ago, we testified in the Assembly Criminal Justice Committee. And again, very difficult subject matter to discuss, but a conversation that needs to be had. And so I am quite confident that we will get this bill done. I had a conversation with the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Van Wongard, and I don't foresee any issues there. I think this is going to be one that, when it comes to the Senate and the Assembly, it should pass with unanimous support.
Yeah, I I 100% respect that it's awkward and it can be an uncomfortable conversation. It's supposed to be. It shouldn't be something we normalize. It shouldn't be something that we are easy to go into, but it is something that we do have to have. As you said, sir, it is a conversation we have to have. We have to have it in the open. And the more we do that, the more we can bring a lot of these cowards to light. And having bills like this to cover loopholes like that are very key to going forward. Wanted to go in a little different direction with you for a second here. And I'm going to ask you a question, but I gather that you probably can answer yes to this, considering you don't know everybody's voting status. But Senator Tested, can you be friends with somebody that doesn't vote for you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would think so.
You know,
right.
It's funny you say that. So, I mean, last night we were on the Joint Finance Committee and we were taking up the ACCAP budget and the DNR budget. And, you know, there were moments during the debate where things kind of got heated, but, you know, two seats away from me is a good friend of mine, Senator LaTanya Johnson from Milwaukee. And, you know, we're pretty worlds apart politically, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, no matter how heated the debate gets, it never gets personal. And, you know, even after it was all said and done and the dust settled, we took our votes and we're getting ready to go home after a long night. You know, her and I, we had a nice conversation on the way out. And as I often say, when I'm out on the campaign trail, whether it's for my Senate seat or even last year going around the state, it would always crack me up when I'd be at a public event and you don't know who you're talking to. You don't know what their political affiliation is. And you go up to someone and you introduce I'd introduce myself to them, and the first question out of the gate would be, well, what party are you? Well, I'm a Republican. Well, we're Democrats. And I said, okay, well, if I didn't talk to Democrats, I wouldn't talk to my own parents, and that's not really an option.
Yeah,
so how about
yeah.
we start over?
I bring it up. I am going somewhere with this because recently you had the St. Paul's Lutheran School in Toma yesterday, and the school year drawn to a close. But you've had some school groups over the year visiting the Capitol and learning more about government firsthand. I remember even doing this in sixth grade. It was the first time I visited visited the Capitol in Madison, and it was a big game changer for me. I come from a political family, and it was something to go to a Capitol for the first time. I'd never even been to Springfield's Capitol in Illinois. It had a big impact, and I'm sure that it has a big impact on a lot of these kids. But today, it's so much more vital for have this. You and I have talked about this. Most of our representatives, we've talked about how important it is that we show that the human being behind the R and the D, and that we have. It's not to say that we can't have accountability for our representatives or our politicians. It's not to say that we can't talk negatively or anything like that. But there is just so much of it nowadays, and so much of it in between parties especially, that if I'm a little kid growing up, it's going to take more than seeing the Capitol to get me to want to get into politics. And if we keep going along those lines, you and I both know what happens. All the only people that are going into politics are people that want fame, the people that want 15 seconds of fame. They're just not, they can't sing or dance or act. So this is what they go into. We have enough of that already. We have throughout our nation's history, not just recently. We've had this always in politics. We need people doing the job because it's the job. And I feel it's that much more important having these kid groups go there and seeing these things and seeing the example of that. And so I ask the senator, you know, hey, can you be friends with other people? And he tells us that he can. We need more of that and need more comments about that, talk about that, that conversation. So I appreciate that. And I'm curious, how did it go with the kids?
Oh, it's great. That wasn't the only school group. I think I probably had four or five down in the Capitol this week.
Okay.
So. I always try and make time when I'm in Madison when school groups come to stop down and say hi. And it's always fun when you get to, especially younger students, when they get to take them into the Senate chamber and have them sit in the chairs. And, you know, usually the first question they always ask is we've got these red buttons that indicate when our microphones are on when we speak on the floor. And that's usually the first question, what are the red buttons for? And well, it's not going to launch a missile or anything.
Yeah.
But that's just kind of walking through how the Senate operates and talk about the history of the chamber and the murals and just how the chamber is laid out and how our chamber kind of operates a little bit different from the assembly. But, you know, it's fun to see them walk in because especially, too, when they get into the rotunda, I always ask, how many of you is this your first time in the state capitol? And when we're right dead center in the rotunda, you know, usually half the hands go up. And I always tell them, I'm going to tell you what the best view in the capitol is right here. And just have them look up and have them, you know, turn their heads up and look straight up at the dome. And, I mean, it's just a lot of fun.
recently you spent one of your on the jobs at the UWSP Children's Center. How did that go? How did you enjoy the experience?
Yeah, it was great. Like I said earlier, it gave me a newfound appreciation for what these early childhood educators do, because it is not easy wrangling an entire classroom full of 4 and 5 year olds who are running around all over the place and trying to get them to focus and pay attention. And so, again, it impressed upon me just how important these facilities are and the great work that these educators do. And so I'm hoping we can provide some additional support for them in this budget.
It's also helpful when you can get, like, you can hear from constituents, you can talk about these things in a room or what have you, but once you're actually on their field, on their, you know, kind of home court, if you will, you're able to really get an idea of what all this entails. And I'm with you. I couldn't do it. I love kids, but there's no way I could do that job. There's no way. I appreciate and respect so much what they do.
Oh, absolutely. Same here. After 5 hours of crazy kids running around and screaming all over the place, I walked out of there. I had to go home and just decompress for an hour.
Man, I have a hard time with my own kids, and they're in their 20s. Like, it's even hard then. So I can't, you know, at that level, yeah, more power to them, and very much appreciate them. And as we wrap up here, I do want to talk about appreciation. May is Military Appreciation Month, because it holds a lot of anniversaries in this month and everything. And there's no question here. I just wanted to bring attention to it and touch on it once. I know it's an important thing to you as well.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Military Appreciation Month, you know, we thank and honor the men and women who step up to serve our country, and not just those who are in the service right now, but those who have served, and also their families, because May is also Military Appreciation Month for children. And so I think that's one aspect that oftentimes gets overlooked, because for our families who are involved in the military, it oftentimes means you got to pack up and move at a moment's notice. And sometimes that means relocating your entire family and taking your kids away from their friends and having to set up roots in a new community that they're not familiar with. And so it is a tremendous strain, but, you know, it's an opportunity for us to thank them for their service. And even though we dedicate this month for military service, let's just remember that every month we should be thankful for those who step up to ensure that we have the freedoms that we hold so dear today.
And I imagine that that what also not lost on you and your colleagues, that we, you know, we have plenty of veterans currently enlisted that are our current soldiers and veterans that could always use help and always need attention. So I imagine you and your colleagues are working on that as well.
Yeah, we are. In fact, next week we take up the Department of Veterans Affairs and Department of Military Affairs, both of which I'm the point person on the Senate side. So as we speak, if my staff and I, after I get off this, we're going to be on a conference call as we kind of craft their state budget and hopefully get that approved next week in the Finance Committee.
Looking forward to talking about that the next time we get together next month. Always appreciate the time, sir. Have a great weekend.
You as well, James.
And we'll talk with Senator Teston again next month. A big thank you, of course, again to Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston for joining us. More Morning Magazine coming up right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station. It's time to turn Fridays into Fridays with WFHR.HiveOpDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveOpDeal.com.
This is Mike Moen from Wisconsin News Connection. You may have heard my stories on civic media. Wisconsin News Connection is surveying listeners to learn how to better report on issues important to you. Go to WISNewsSurvey.com, fill it out, and you'll be entered to win a $50 Target gift card. Once again, WISNewsSurvey.com to help improve the news and enter to win a $50 Target gift card. Thanks, and we look forward to your response at WISNewsSurvey.com.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fridays with WFHR.HiveOpDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveOpDeal.com.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 58 this afternoon under cloudy skies, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 41. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow, highs level off around 74. Mid-70s Sunday and Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 53.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine Part 2 for this May 19th, 2023. It is 10:30 on the clock. You have your host, James, behind the mic, and I am joined by some of our favorite people. What a great way to wrap up the week of Morning Magazine. We got our friends from Family Natural Foods in, Stephen and Katrina Hintner. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing?
Great.
It's Friday. Like you said, it's great. Uh-huh. And it's fun to be here on a Friday. There's like a different energy right now.
Yes. Yeah. We're happy to have you guys in. Thanks so much for being with us today. I don't want to get too lost in the weeds here and everything. I want to get right into stuff. What's happening over there?
Yeah. Something we always like to do on Friday is look at our calendar. I don't know if other people do this.
Yeah.
Look at our calendar and we look forward and we're like, what's happening next week?
Yeah.
And I don't know, Katrina, what's happening next week?
Mm. Well, we have a lot of things that are happening, and we're going to talk deep dive into the Terry presentation shortly,
yeah,
but we're
going
to do just a tiny little what's happening. Terry is coming to town, everyone.
Yeah, Terry's
Mark
coming to town.
Mark your calendar.
Yep, we're going to do the health and wellness talk, but we'll get into more details
into
on
that.
That's on Wednesday, but first, what else is happening that maybe I want to know about for the weekend?
Mm. Yeah, okay, so other things for the weekend. It's becoming a beautiful time to plant your garden, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have lots of different garden seeds there. We will tell you that the potatoes and the onions are getting a little bit on the lower side, but there are still some there, so it's a great time to still get them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the best selection, come in early.
You know, yeah.
Today,
yeah.
Tomorrow.
Absolutely.
There'll still be some next week, but yeah, if you want full selection, come in now.
Yep. Absolutely. And then again, like, you know, A to Z, mm-hmm. acorn squash to zucchini squash.
I like that.
We have the other.
From winter to summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. That used to confuse me as a kid. Like, you would say summer squash. And I was like, what's summer squash versus winter squash?
Yeah, yeah.
It was like zucchini summer squash because you eat it in summer.
Something like
and
that.
And then in winter, it would be like, you know, your Hubbard or your acorn or your butternut. Yeah.
So. The ones you can keep in your basement for forever.
Yeah. I think it took me too long to figure that out.
Yeah. Oh, me too. Oh, yeah. No argument here. Yeah, I definitely did.
And then just other little, like, teasers, and not to spend a lot of time on them, but we talked last week about bug and sun, right? So ticks are out. So
be careful.
We
have some mosquitoes out.
Yeah, they're coming.
So we got our bug spray out, and we have our sunscreen. We've had a number of people coming in specifically looking for, you know, like, I want badger sunscreen. I want a sunscreen that has really good ingredients. We always have those. Just ask us. We're kind of moving things around right now, especially with the event next Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're kind of like, by the end of next week, we're going to have, like, bug and sun will kind of be more front and center. But we've got all those things there, and I've already gotten, like, a sunburn. Actually, it was a week or two ago. So for us pale folks out there, it's a good idea to have some sunscreen. And, you know, you'll need it all throughout the season. So get your bug spray, get your sunscreen. If you're having allergies, we got lots of great stuff for that, too. I think that'd be the other important detail right now.
One of the things that I've appreciated you mentioned whenever the tick conversation comes up, Stephen, too, is that there are kits and things you can have that even if you don't have an immediate tick need, it's nice to have on hand.
Yeah. When that moment happens, when you're like, it's 8 p.m. and I gotta get this out of here.
Yeah, if you take a tick off of you, just keep it in a Ziploc bag, you know, write your name on the bag, and then if you start to have some symptoms where you're like, oh, this I don't feel normal, maybe you have Lyme disease, for example, you can get a kit from us, and it has everything you need. It's all postage paid and everything. You can send the tick out in the mail, and they'll test the tick to see if the tick had Lyme disease or other tick-borne illnesses, and then they'll give you the results, and then you can kind of figure out, hey, okay, this was serious, or maybe there wasn't something, and I just got a cold from my neighbor. I don't know, whatever. So, that's nice to know, too. I always tell people, you know, if you're pulling ticks off yourself, keep them in a Ziploc bag with your name on it, and, you know, then you have another option. You know, you could also maybe take them to the hospital or something if you need to.
It's important not only for the data so that they can get that in there, but it's important for you to know, too. Yeah. I imagine the peace of mind is worth it right there.
But can I just stop for a second? Because I can't not mention that you just said take the tick to the hospital.
Yeah.
And it kind of made me like,
I wasn't going to say anything, but that was funny. It was so good.
It was like, I injured the tick and you take the hospital. Like, I know exactly what you meant, but
your kids would love that.
They would have thought good. It's like, I'm taking it and here's its leash.
I love the idea of somebody rushing into an emergency room. I've got a tick here. I've got a tick and it's lost its head. Somebody help me, please.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not stuck on you.
Yes.
But another thing, just briefly, because we are going to get to the hot summer months. So we want to just brief people on this. We'll talk more in depth in the really like hot July months, but electrolytes, it's a good time to start boosting up, building those electrolytes, having them
available, you know, like if you're out doing yard work, which I've been doing a lot of, it's hot out there. You're sweating. You'll get really tired. And I found that myself. I've been like, man, I'm really tired after just doing a little bit of work. Well, and then if you just drink some electrolytes, which we have some really great ones, no sugar, no extra junk in it. And then I was like, oh, I've got plenty of energy. It was just that I needed that
potassium, you know, magnesium, sodium. There's sodium. Yeah. There's other trace minerals in there that we need that our body we just aren't getting enough of.
We need it every day, even when we're not sweating.
Absolutely.
But we especially need it when we are. And I think it's a good reminder. You know, if you're feeling kind of tired after doing yard work, it might be because you worked really hard in your yard, but it might also be that you're low on electrolytes.
And nobody has ever said, oh, I've got too many electrolytes. Like, you're not going to overdo it on this, something like that. Even if you were okay, it's not going to hurt you to take some more in. But more than likely, Melissa had a great line once about, you know, drinking. If you are desperately thirsty, chances are you're already dehydrated. You should have already been drinking. So it's never bad to have on hand, and certainly to stay hydrated throughout the season. When we first get the chance to get some sun, and we got 60s, 50 degrees weather, we understand in the Midwest, we're out there as quick as we can be. The ground may not even be unthawed, or we're out there trying to work in the ground and the yard and stuff. And because of the temperatures not being what they can be, we kind of walk into it thinking, oh, it'll be fine. I can handle this. But those, we're not used to those hot temperatures yet. Our bodies need, no matter how long, if you spent every day of your life in the Midwest, you still have to adapt to these changes. So while that adaption is happening, having those electrolytes, having that stuff on hand is not only going to help your body, but help you get that work done. And that's what you really want to do. You want to get that, you want to get out in the yard, you want to do these things. It's an added bonus to it.
I think this is a great reminder, like you said, James and Katrina, just like, hey, we're in a new season. We got, you know, we made it through winter. Congratulations, everyone.
Yes, I think
we can but now we need to, you know, remember what we do in this season. And it's been a little while. So,
fuel get these, yourself right.
Yeah, and have these things on hand because you'll use them throughout the summer. And many of these things, like, you know, the sunscreen, the bug sprays, the even the certainly the electrolytes, they're good for multiple years. Like, they're not expiring tomorrow. So
that's a good point.
Just have them on hand. And then when you're doing things, you don't have to think about it. Or you don't have to make a special stop when you're like, well, I have all this yard work to do, but at first I have to go buy these things. It's like, no, why don't you do that when you're driving around today or tomorrow or, you know, next week? Stock up, put these on your shopping list. Part of your planning, your Friday planning. That's why it's fun to be here on a Friday. We've got the calendar. We're going to put our wellness
there.
Talk on Wednesday on the calendar. We're also going to put on our shopping list that we need a couple other items here.
Well, speaking of that shopping list, something that just occurred to me that I was thinking about. Very seldom do we go to the grocery store and just buy what we're going to use that day. Well, we buy eggs because we're going to have eggs next week, or we're going to buy, you know, make French toast next week or something like that. This kind of stuff isn't that different. It's good to have on hand.
Absolutely, which is great.
So yeah, be prepared for the sun, the bugs, and sweating.
And be prepared for, were you going to say
something? I was going to say the same line, James. Do you want to say it at the same time or something?
Let's do a harmony.
And be prepared
for Terry.
Yes, Terry's coming to town, everybody.
It's going to be Wednesday, May 24th, and it's going to be at 5:15. This is special. Terry Lemeron, the man.
Yes.
I mean, the legend.
The icon.
The icon.
50 years in the natural health field. And so much wisdom. He's in his 80s now, and he's been at our store twice to talk, do these wellness talks, and he'll be back again on Wednesday. And the topic is going to be natural products that are better than drugs. A strong statement, but you know, he's the person who's going to back that up, and he's going to give you the information. He's always searched out the latest research. He's often gone to Europe to find things that are used, you know, usually by medical doctors in Europe, and maybe been used for years there to treat, you know, medical conditions, but natural products, not pharmaceutical drugs. And he'll bring those natural products back here. He did that with glucosamine and chondroitin.
St. John's wort.
St. John's wort. So many things. I feel like I should have his bio in front of me, but I will certainly present it when he comes. And something Katrina and I were talking about that's kind of fun is he's always finding new things. He's always innovating. He's always keeping on top of the newest research. And he's got a new product that he's coming out with that looks really outstanding. And I don't even quite know what it is yet. But he's going to be talking about that. We saw that kind of on his, like, we got a snippet of what he's going to be covering. And we saw this new product and we're like, what is this? So it's going to be really fun to hear about this new product, kind of a sneak peek on it from the man who found it, you know, who's bringing it to the U.S. I'd never heard of it before. So, you know, like those kind of things. Maybe I'm a bit of a nerd, but I'm always really excited just to be like, what is he, like, what did he find? Like, how is he still finding stuff? Like, he's been doing this for 50 years. Yeah, he found some, you know, 50 years, sure, he found a couple things. But I've heard him more than once through his career where he's like, this is going to be bigger than the last thing he found, or this is more important for people's health than, you know, than other things I did in the past. And I've always been like, I doubt it. You know, like, how could that be, right? And more often than not, he proves me wrong. He's like, I look back retrospectively a few years and I say, oh, look at turmeric, you know, like, yes, turmeric was around. It was in our grandmother's spice cabinet. Getting, you know, the jar never moved in size. You know, like she used salt and she used pepper and sugar. That's not really a seasoning, but
cinnamon
maybe. When she made some sort of things for Christmas or whatever. But you know, like her turmeric jar was up there. As long as I can remember, and it never changed the amount that was in the bottle. So turmeric's been around. It's been, you know, in my grandmother's spice cabinet, but the medicinal benefits of it and the research hadn't really been brought to the public's knowledge, at least in our area that I know of, until Terry really told people about it and how much it could help with inflammation, chronic pain, you know, and then just so many other things that I'm sure he'll talk about turmeric, but he'll certainly be talking about new things that we haven't really heard about yet.
A couple of things about Terry real quick. For one, you and I are cut from the same cloth, Stephen. Yeah. I am a nerd too about this stuff, and the idea of hearing his radio show or hearing a presentation that he does, or even reading an article or one of his books or anything, are fantastic, but very seldom do you get to actually have the man right in front of you, not only to be able to answer questions, but no filter, no nothing, just you taking him in and getting to get all that. And even if you are new to this field or just have a slight interest in it, I got to think you got to take advantage of this opportunity. He's coming to town. You don't have to go 45 minutes, 2 hours away. He's right here. That's pretty beautiful. But one of the things that I really enjoy about Terry, too, and I hadn't realized this until recently, he is one of the gentlemen that makes me, I've never really been afraid of getting older, but I don't think like anybody necessarily looks forward to it.
Sure.
People like Terry remind me that there is a beauty to getting older, and it does not mean that you stop. It does not mean that, you just
gracefully
sit there and just, drink a nice glass of water while you're watching the sunset or something like that. Yeah. Like, Terry is just as active as he was 20 years ago.
Yeah. Traveling around the world.
I find a lot of inspiration in that. Just him himself, let alone all the great knowledge he has and everything. Him himself, I find inspirational. So that alone, I think, is going to be something that people could take into.
That's a real statement.
Yeah, absolutely.
And in case that's not enough reason for you to come to Terry's event.
Education, meeting him, all those lovely things.
Yeah, certainly learning about all the health benefits and things that he's working on. We're going to have our biggest sale ever. Yeah. It's bigger than we can say on the radio, so that's all I can really tell you.
That's how big it is. They're not allowed to say how big it is on the air.
Not allowed to say the number. But
it's just that night after Terry's presentation. Yep. So it's after Terry's presentation. You know, we're going to walk back over, and essentially when we close those doors, then that sale is really only for a very short period of time.
Just for that evening. Yeah. We'll have stuff on sale the following, the next day and through June, 20% off for folks who can't get there. Or folks that came to the presentation, they tried something new, and they liked it. They wanted to buy extra of it. But yeah, there'll be a big sale that night. We're going to also have a raffle prize for people who attend.
Cool.
So a chance to win. I think we're going to have, actually, I was kind of looking around. I was like, I've got a bunch of stuff that we're going to have in this raffle basket. It's going to be nice stuff. I think the average prize value is going to be like $40 or so. So
nice.
So a good chance to win. And also we're going to have Prairie Pasture Beef. Sampling some of their
grass-fed organic beef just up in Junction City, Rudolph area.
Trying to think if it was Junction City.
And we might do some other sampling stuff, but that's going to be the highlight sample, really, because they do such a great job, and Terry really loves Terry really appreciates high quality things in general, but especially food to nourish your body, and nobody in our area quite does it as well, and certainly not as passionately as Prairie Pasture Beef does. You'll get the chance to meet Carl, because he'll be there sampling out his beef, his pride and joy, and it really is his pride and joy. And we kind of thought this would be fun too, because he'll be there before the presentation, I think, already doing samples. So if you want to come in and try a couple pieces of meat before the event.
Get your taste buds ready first, then listen to Terry and be like, I got to have that.
Then come back and try a couple other things. It's nice to have something to accompany the event with some, light food samples as well.
And for those that those two, three people out there that haven't listened to Terry or heard Terry or have heard read his books or anything like that, one of the things that I respect so much about him is he's giving you options. He's not preaching to you. He's not telling you what to do. He's not saying this is the only way or anything like that. He just is a big believer in, hey, there's not just this one path. There's not just this one way that we were taught and we were raised on and all this Eastern medicine and all that kind of thing. It's like, there's a whole other planet here. There's a whole other half of the planet that I want you guys to hear about. I want you guys to see how they're curing things in the rest of the world and stuff. Yeah. I think more than ever, people, that's all they're really looking for is Give me options.
Yeah.
Tell me that this isn't necessarily the only way. And maybe I will do that way, but I want to hear about these other options. Terry's so like Switzerland about this. He's just yeah. so yes. down the line. Yeah. Like he doesn't talk ill of, you know, Eastern medicine or anything like that. Yeah. He's just giving you both sides of the story and giving it to you factually with stats, with data that he has put over 50 years into.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well said.
It's
sure.
cool that I haven't seen a ton of people in that position with that knowledge always handle things that way. And at 80, he's still that guy. He's still that same guy that was when he was first starting with this, which is just as unique as he is.
Yeah, absolutely.
His passion and knowledge is unmatched. So,
absolutely. Yeah.
Do we need to RSVP for this event?
Yeah, so you're welcome to RSVP. They have these like booklets and packets, so that's helpful for their RSVP. So people are welcome to RSVP if they'd like.
You could RSVP through the Facebook page. We have an event page on Facebook.
Or we have a physical copy like at the store too.
Or we have a physical copy you could call in or stop through. But you know, either way.
If you didn't RSVP, you can come. That's okay. Don't say, oh, I can't go. I didn't RSVP. Come. All are welcome.
No excuses. Be there. And this will be at First Baptist Church.
Correct.
Keep that in mind, too,
right behind our store. It's the same like beginning address of ours. It's 910 McKinley Street. So it's that beautiful church right behind us. It's literally,
If you're not really sure where it is, just park in our parking lot and we'll show you the direction to the event. And it's we just wanted everyone to be very comfortable and for Terry to have a good microphone and for everyone to so this is going to be really, really smooth and really nice. That's how we've done it the last two times he's come to. There's usually been around 70 to 100 people, and it gets a little crowded in our store. So this will be really great. Right behind Family Natural Foods is where it is, at the First Baptist Church.
Big thank you to that beautiful church and the wonderful people at First Baptist Church. That's really cool.
Really,
and
gracious of them.
There's something about a group of people like traveling across the street to go to a location and then traveling back that I just miss. I just like that's happening. Even that's fun.
At 5:15 you can watch people be doing that, or actually 5:00 on May 24th, you can watch them.
Between us, I'm hoping to be there. I'm hoping to be one of those people. So I would like that.
You can watch it for a little while and then go in and then
that's what I'll do.
There you go.
Me and you will stand on the side watching.
Perfect. Well, great. You'd be the greeter. We got a greeter, Steven. Yeah. Scott greeter. James, a greeter.
No problem. I'd be honored to.
Does our greeter need to be hydrated?
Oh, yes.
He's good.
So we're going to transition into talking about a lovely drink that Steven set me up so greatly for.
Well, we were talking about hydration.
Yes.
So I think it fits.
This is a beverage called Odyssey. It's a mushroom elixir. And its flavor is blackberry. It's energy and focus. But what's really cool is it has mushrooms in it. And don't think like you're eating a savory mushroom. This is a really like fruitful beverage, and it's got
It's like a sweet fruity beverage. And they're medicinal mushrooms, so they're for your brain. It has lion's mane, which is getting a lot of press nowadays.
And cordyceps too.
And cordyceps mushrooms, which are really good for, kind of energy and mental focus, memory, all those kind of things related to the mind.
Well, Super Mario Brothers taught us, if I eat a mushroom, I get bigger. Does that happen with this?
Yeah.
Is that not a real thing? Sorry.
No, not quite.
Sorry.
Let's find out.
Do you want to try it? Because I'm remembering you're also not drinking a lot of like bubbly carbonated stuff.
True. But I definitely want to try it.
Okay.
Especially, this seems new to me. I haven't heard of a lot of these with mushroom elixir or any kind of mushroom ingredients in it. That seems different.
It took us a while to find one that was really good quality.
Oh, it smells amazing.
Two
tell
staff
you right
members
now.
At the store.
We're
and
all
maybe
doing
more.
It.
Yeah, why not? Cheers. Effie and Michaela are obsessed with these. They love them, and they have their favorite flavors.
I like this one, the blackberry.
This is good. Yeah.
So again, it's got lion's mane and it's got cordyceps, which are mushrooms, and it even tells us like how much you're getting. So in one of these cans, which is a 12-ounce can, you get 1,500 milligrams of lion's mane, and for cordyceps, you get 1,250 milligrams, which is really, really great.
Yeah, and they're standardized extracts of the in the lion's mane case, the fruiting body, which is the thing you really don't find on a lot of products. A lot of them are just grinding up whatever. And sometimes it ends up being whatever the mushroom's growing on, like
straw or
oats or rice or whatever. And that's cheap, obviously, but what you want is the mushrooms, and this one has it. And it also, this has no sugar added. There's no added sugar.
That's a big one.
And, you know, there's, it just has a nice flavor. So I think for folks that are looking for, you know, a beverage to give them a little energy and mental focus and clarity, this is great. For people who want the same benefits, but they want to do it more on a, you know, a daily basis, we have True Grace Mushrooms. Very similar product, but in a capsule form, and they're on sale this month.
They're on sale this month, so till the end of May. And like Stephen was saying, you know, they're the fruiting body. They're not like, you're not getting the extra stuff with it. You're getting what you want to pay for. And
they're extracted. They're growing on trees or wood like they would in nature. And it's a Wisconsin-based company, certified organic. You know, really doing stuff right. Great company.
When it comes to the drink, the flavor, it's a blackberry lemon twist, and I got like the blackberry, and then the latter flavor of the lemon twist to it. Like it had an aftertaste to it that I thought was really nice too.
Really refreshing.
It does not taste like it should be good for me. It does. It tastes too good for that. Mm-hmm. Like that's a really nice thing about that. And some of these drinks have a nice flavor to them, but they don't have the ingredients, or vice versa. They don't have the greatest flavor. That has it all. That's a really nice. That's Odyssey again.
Odyssey is the brand, and there's like three different flavors we carry all the time, and we have some people that buy it by the case because they want an energy drink, but they want it like a clean one. They want that focus, and this has been great for a lot of people.
And Stephen, I don't know if it was like two or three. I mean, we've been talking a long time,
guys.
I
just realized that.
It's a good thing.
You brought up Lion's Mane years ago, and I've been taking it ever since. And it's one of those things that I don't know many people that couldn't be benefited by taking it. It's just a great add-on. It's a great addition to your daily routine. And I notice when I don't take it. I notice when it's not there and I don't have it.
Somebody like yourself and most, you know, professionals who need to be focused and need to, you know, like if James is sitting here and he's like gargling his words.
Squirrel.
Focused or, you know, kind of forgetting things or whatever, you know, it's not going to be very, you know, a lot of people are going to not listen to the radio for very long.
They might laugh for a little bit, then it gets sad, and then they just turn the dial.
But similarly, like a lot of the research and a lot of the folks who are purchasing this are also folks who are worried about memory issues, age-related memory loss, stuff like that, motor function, stuff like that. And that's what a lot of the research for Lion's Mane is. So it's really good for anybody, you know, from some young person like James here who just needs to be on the top of his game.
I love you, Stephen. Thank you for that. I love you for that. That was wonderful. Nobody's said that about me in 20 years, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't know who's older or younger between the two of us. We're pretty close in age. But you know, we got to encourage each other, anyways.
Absolutely, absolutely, young man. Absolutely.
That's right.
Other wonderful things about Lion's Mane.
This other young whippersnapper here.
We're a whippersnapper right here.
So it's also good. So we talked about memory that it's great for, but it's also good for blood sugar support, digestion. Lion's Mane is also good for immune memory, right? We talked about that one, but mood, stress, sleep support, and nerve support. And so that's why it gets a lot of its credibility for the brain, because, right, there's lots of nerves up there and that brain and mental focus support. But
For years, I looked for something that helped with memory, that helped enhance focus and those things. And there's a lot of good stuff out there. What I like about Lion's Mane, it's exactly what you were touching on there, Katrina. It really does hit on all the scepters. It really does really try to, like, some things feel like they either mask or it's a Band-Aid to the issue. Lion's Mane is, especially this one by True Grace, is designed to enhance, to add to, and try to, I don't want to say recreate cells in the brain or anything like this or what have you, but it is there to kind of not only enhance what you have, but to keep what you have, to not necessarily lose what you're, you know, anything that we do in our day-to-day lives. There is nobody listening to this that has the memory they did yesterday. Every day our memories and our focus is a little bit more strained. This stuff is a great asset. It's a great help for that. And the point about memory is also key, because there's many, many people out there that are nervous about dementia and Alzheimer's. And this is certainly no cure for that. But there is stats to show you that people that take Lion's Mane are able to, you know, push this off or sometimes avoid these things. It's a real blessing to your brain. It's a real gift to yourself to do. As we wrap up, we got like a minute or two left, and I cut off Katrina because she was going to go somewhere.
No, it's okay. It's all right. We're used to it. I think let's just recap and just let everyone know again that Terry Lemron
From Terry Naturally,
mm-hmm. is going to be at Family Natural Foods this coming Wednesday, which is going to be May 24th at 5:15.
He'll be talking about natural products that are better than drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a really wonderful evening. We hope everyone can come. Bring your neighbors, your cousins.
I did want to mention, I almost forgot about this the last time we talked about it. This isn't also one of those things you're going to be busy all night. It's not the biggest time commitment either to people and stuff. It's a good time frame. Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely. And it's going to be at the 910 McKinley Street, which is the Baptist church right behind us. But we can guide you. So if you come to Family Natural Foods, you can park there or walk over or, you know, park where you need to. Going to have really great discounts.
Yeah.
We're going to have baskets. I mean, we're going to have Terry there. You can shake his hand, get a picture mm-hmm. with him. And
yeah.
We're
ask him some questions afterwards.
Yeah, that's ask why some questions.
We're coming back to the store to do that with Terry. Then people get some time just to like ask him some questions. He's always been very gracious. So
yeah.
I know a lot of folks who went to this presentation previously, they left saying, oh, I wish I would have brought my mother. I wish I would have brought my sister, whoever maybe has some health concern. Instead of doing that this time, just bring them right away. Then you don't have to say, I wish I would have. So bring your friends, your neighbors, and we'll hopefully see you on Wednesday for the wellness presentation with Terry.
Visit our friends at Family Natural Foods at 910 West